Welcome to the Next Steps Bible Reading Podcast. We are in the Psalms today. So if you go to about the middle of the Bible, you'll find the Psalms. Find Psalm 96. I'll be reading Psalms 96 through 98, taking some devotional pauses, thinking of some application at the end, and then closing in prayer. And I want to encourage you to do that right along with me. And let's begin with prayer. Father, thank you for your word. Thank you for the Psalms, the emotions that come through the Psalms that you accept from your people, and help us to understand, Father, how these psalms can bring worship from our own hearts today, and how they can bring us closer to you. In Jesus' name, amen. Psalm 96. Sing to the Lord a new song. Sing to the Lord, all the earth. Sing to the Lord, praise his name. Proclaim his salvation day after day. Declare his glory among the nations, his marvelous deeds among all peoples. For great is the Lord and most worthy of praise. He is to be feared above all gods. For all the gods of the nations are idols, but the Lord made the heavens. Splendor and majesty are before him. Strength and glory are in his sanctuary. Ascribe to the Lord, all you families of nations. Ascribe to the Lord glory and strength. Ascribe to the Lord the glory due his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. Worship the Lord in the splendor of his holiness. Tremble before him, all the earth. Say among the nations, the Lord reigns. The world is firmly established, it cannot be moved. He will judge the peoples with equity. Let the heavens rejoice, let the earth be glad. Let the sea resound and all that is in it. Let the fields be jubilant and everything in them. Let all the trees of the forest sing for joy. Let all creation rejoice before the Lord, for he comes to judge the earth. He will judge the world in righteousness, and the people in his faithfulness. So that was Psalm 96, a song of rejoicing, but within that rejoicing that God eventually is going to come and set everything right. He is going to judge in all of his holiness. It's calling for all creation to worship because of that. Psalm 97, the Lord reigns, let the earth be glad, let the distant shores rejoice. Clouds and thick darkness surround him, righteousness and justice are the foundation of his throne. Fire goes before him and consumes his foes on every side. His lightning lights up the world. The earth sees and trembles. The mountains melt like wax before the Lord of all the earth. The heavens proclaim his righteousness and all people see his glory. All who worship images are put to shame. Those who boast in idols, worship him, all you gods. Zion hears and rejoices, and the villages of Judah are glad because of your judgments, Lord. For you, Lord, are the most high over all the earth. You are exalted far above all gods. Let those who love the Lord hate evil, for he guards the lives of his faithful ones and delivers them from the hand of the wicked. Light shines on the righteous and joy on the upright in heart. Rejoice in the Lord, you who are righteous, and praise his holy name. That's the end of Psalm 97. So you have, again, everyone rejoicing, but especially his people, his land, Israelites, Jerusalem, rejoicing. God is going to set everything right. God judges in righteousness and holiness. And those who are upright in heart, those who follow him, can have great joy. Psalm 98. Sing to the Lord a new song, for he has done marvelous things. His right hand and his holy arm have worked salvation for him. The Lord has made his salvation known and revealed his righteousness to the nations. He has remembered his love and his faithfulness to Israel. All the ends of the earth have seen the salvation of our God. Shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth. Burst into jubilant song with music. Make music to the Lord with the harp and the sound of singing, with trumpets and the blast of the ram's horn. Shout for joy before the Lord, the King. Let the sea resound and everything in it, the world and all who live in it. Let the rivers clap their hands. Let the mountains sing together for joy. Let them sing before the Lord, for he comes to judge the earth. He will judge the world in righteousness, and the peoples with equity. That's the end of Psalm 98 and the end of our reading for today. What do you take away from these psalms? So the theme that comes to my mind and heart from these Psalms today have to do with praising him in the context of his judgment. That God, who is holy and righteous and just, will judge one day. Fulfillment of judging will be God doing that, and he will make everything right. And so those of us who follow him, those of us who worship him, those of us who walk with Jesus can rejoice in that, because as we are trying to follow him today, and we look at our world, our crazy world today that is falling apart and that is full of sin, God is going to make it right someday. Therefore, all of creation, including all of his created beings, can rejoice with that news, with that fact. Father, help us that even through the days that we live in today and all the things that can bring us discouragement and disheartenment, that we would instead be full of joy as we look at your creation, as we realize who you are, that you are in complete charge of our world, and that you will bring judgment one day and make everything right. So today, Lord, help us to rejoice in you. In Jesus' name, amen.